Time for the Chamber Show. Craig Hatch is our host today.
Hello.
President, Chief Executive Officer, Jackson County Chamber.
Thanks. Thanks again for having me, Greg. Always a pleasure.
What's happening?
Well, the weather sounds like it's going to deteriorate on us here this evening. It's happening.
It's April.
Yeah, we're all still trying to work through the stay at home, which I know our businesses and our communities are struggling through. But Chamber's doing well and continue to build partnerships. Have a golf outing coming up that is fun and exciting. If you're out there and you want to golf in it, get your team. As of yesterday, we were down to five teams to a sellout.
May 17th?
Yes, sir. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, and we have, not a new partnership. We've had a partnership with DBI. We do business for quite some time, far before me coming to the Chamber a year ago. And we have here Steve Claver, the owner, operator of DBI. So, Steve, why... Why Jackson, and what about your presence here in Jackson?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. We love Jackson, and we've had a tremendous partnership, as you said, with the Chamber for a long period of time, and Jackson has been good to us, and so we love to give back and support the Chamber.
Steve, tell everybody what DBI is.
DBI does office furniture and office products. We have a location in Lansing. We do... basically, we're going the middle part of the state from Adrian to Mount Pleasant every day delivering office products and office furniture.
And with office furniture, I would think that with folks working from home, some of that slowed down. But has there been any uptick in the folks who are working from home? I've been sitting on my kitchen chair for a couple months realizing, you know what? I need an office chair.
Boy, you bring up a good point. Yeah, we have so many people coming in and wanting to buy a chair. I think a lot of people... think of just running to the Staples store or the Office Depot store or ordering something from Amazon. And what we're doing now is try before you buy. That's kind of our slogan, so you can sit in it and kick the tires before you make a bad choice. And we've got all ranges of chairs from a $100 chair all the way up to thousands of dollars of chairs.
How does somebody find you if they're out there listening right now and like to look for a chair or desk? How do they find you?
The best place to go is our website is theofficeoutlet.com.
Excellent. So you have sponsored the golf outing, the Jackson Chamber, the great Jackson Chamber golf outing at the beautiful Jackson Country Club for several years. Tell us a little bit about how that relationship has worked. Has it been positive, and what you know about it?
Yeah, it's been a great relationship. It's a great golf outing and a great location. The Jackson Country Club is a beautiful venue to play golf. And I'll tell you, last year we had tremendous weather for the golf outing. It really was beautiful. As you said, you're almost a sellout. You were a sellout last year. And so, you know, it's great publicity for DBI being part of that with the partnership we have with the Chamber.
Well, and the thing you said earlier that I really like is I'm able to buy local. And you are in Jackson, as you said. You're in Lenawee County. You're in Jackson County. You're up in Lansing and north of that. But you're not that big box store. And we really enjoy partnering with businesses like that. How did you get started with DBI? Tell us a little bit of the history of your business.
Well, I actually started in 87 as a supply driver, and the company's was started in 84, and I came in 87 and just worked my way up, and in 2001 I had a couple partners that have been there with me, and we ended up buying the business in 2001. So it's been you know, all the way from a supply driver to an owner, it's been a great deal.
What makes you different than the big box store?
I think one of the major things is one, you're going to get our drivers. We're delivering the product. We're not outsourcing that. It's coming on a DBI truck with a DBI driver that you're going to have the same driver every day unless he's on vacation or sick. So, mm-hmm. So you get to have a relationship with him. We're willing to go out and do other things. We have many customers who want us to do inventory where a Staples or a Depot are not going to come out and do an inventory for you. A lot of the manufacturing here in town use that service to come in and go through so they don't have to take care of the inventory. They just know when they walk back to their supply closet, they want that stuff there. So we take care of that. Our drivers are also going to put stuff where you want it instead of just dropping it at the front desk. Here you go. Here's your paper. You know, 50 pounds a case of copy paper. If you've got four different copiers, we're going to run that around. Again, outside sales reps, if you need somebody to come in and help you, talk to you, show you.
So you build that community partnership.
Correct.
What's new in the industry right now, coming up?
The hot item right now is the sit-to-stand desk.
Yeah.
That's probably the number one in the furniture industry.
Are you guys into that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sell tons of those. It's crazy. Now they're all motorized instead of before they were kind of spring-loaded. Now they're motorized, and you can get them that you program different heights for different times of the day. And, yeah, it's good seller.
Pretty affordable? Or?
Yeah, very affordable. Very affordable. They were way over $1,000, and you can buy them for half that now. Easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
So speaking of those desks, you know, the chamber, we had an idea. Our front space, if you've ever been to the office, you know we have our front kind of waiting room. If you haven't been in the office, come on down and visit us when we're open again, please. But we've had the concept of building like a welcome center, something that the community can use, something that our membership can use. And when we started thinking about partnerships and how we could use that space and truly, you know, partner with one of our members, we really thought of DBI to showcase some of this equipment. So we thought of the idea of building a space where somebody in the community can come in, somebody, one of our members can come in. You can use the space if you need to use it as an office for a little time, just to sit down. We're going to have some media going on TV, just kind of a nice, comfortable space, and a space that we can use with meet and greets and things like that. So when we thought of the concept, we brought it to DBI. And I guess, Steve, when we brought that to the team, what made you decide that it was a good fit?
Well, again, we have such a great partnership with you and definitely want to support you. And it sounded like a great idea to get some clients in there, again, see our name, see our face, furniture, and be able to talk about it there.
Yeah, and we have several other partners in there. We have Christoph and Sons putting a nice rug down. We have Printer Source Plus with a printer. So, again, if you come in, need to sit down for a minute, need to print something, and you're downtown, the plan is for it to be a nice welcome space for all of our community and our members. So, again, very much appreciate the partnership we have with that.
Yeah, very excited about it.
Do you need a radio, Craig?
We're talking to some folks about that.
Working on it.
Yeah, we're working on that. Can't tease that too much yet.
All right. So when are you going to open up? I guess that's a big question.
Well, we have a grand opening coming up. Unfortunately, with the state that we're in, with the state, the ability to really use it the way that the partnership looks and the way we want to is going to take some time. We obviously have to be cognizant of what's going on with the country and with the state and what our local rules are at the time. So we're going to have a bit of a soft opening coming up, but really we want to splash it and we want to do some really great things in there. Get the community in there and seeing it and feeling and touching it. It's just a matter of, we have to follow what's happening. So it's really kind of up in the air a little bit of when we really have that big opening.
Steve, how tough has this last year been?
Oh, it's been tough. With all the people working from home, our office supply business is probably down about 30%. As you were talking about furniture's done real well. Everybody's coming in and buying a chair. Christmas, December was a great month for selling chairs. But
There is some extra money out there floating around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, we need to get people back in the office, which now doesn't look like for 6 months. I think that was the new talking point of the governor.
Yeah, do you like your future here in Jackson?
Absolutely. Jackson's been great to us and really appreciate all that Jackson does for us.
And I can tell you with DBI, you know, we have a great membership and a great community here, and I'm very proud to be a part of that. And we have certain members who really find the value that you really can in a chamber by reaching out to us, by finding ways to partner with us. And DBI is one of those in the community that really sees the value of finding ways to be a bigger part of the community. So we look forward to finding, you know, more and new ways to continue to partner with DBI in the future. So very excited about the partnership we have with the golf outing and with our Welcome Center, and look forward to continuing to build that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Steve, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners.
Trained technicians and service all makes and models. Find Thayer Marine on US 127 in Jackson or on the web at thayermarine.com.
Back on the Chamber Show with Craig Hatch. And Craig, you have a new member of your team here today.
Yes. A whole week and a half in, we have Siri Hilliard, newest member of our marketing and membership team. And I got to say, it's been a week and a half, so a full 7 days. And it's been amazing how quickly, Siri, that you have... You've just kind of melded into a part of the team. It doesn't normally happen that fast. Your confidence, your personality, and the fit in our culture has been amazing. So tell us a little bit about Siri, where you come from, and how you got here.
Oh, well, hello. Thank you again for that. But yeah, I'm Siri. I graduated from Siena Heights this past December with a global studies degree. But I love all things like community engagement, and then I have my little graphic design interests. But so I'm the marketing events coordinator, and I'm just here to help everyone with their marketing needs and their event needs. But I kind of have a little bit of both.
Well, again, we're very excited to have you on the team. Tell us a little bit about yourself, hobbies, interests, where you come from, where you grew up.
Yeah, so I graduated high school in Addison, Michigan.
Panther.
Yes, go Panthers. But I love being active. I love working out. I love being outside. So the summer is my favorite season, and I'm glad it's getting warmer so I can spend some time with the sunshine on my face.
Excellent. And you're still living down in the Adrian area,
mm-hmm.
but we even love the fact you come, from Addison. You obviously know Jackson, been around Jackson, and mm-hmm. know the community. And that's one of the things that, a couple of things that stuck when we were trying to hire somebody is obviously knowing our community, knowing, the type of membership and what it means to be a part of Jackson. And the fact that you spoke highly of just wanting to be a part of communities, growing communities, it's kind of how I ended up here as well. My history of how I got here wasn't all just Jackson, but I learned, especially traveling with some of the communities around the country, that it's really cool to work with the community, work with the people in the community, and see them grow. So very excited that is something that you have interest in. Tell us a little bit more about, graduated from Siena Heights. You're an active person. Any sports in your past?
In high school, I was a volleyball player and a basketball player, but in college, I decided not to go that route and play sports and just kind of played sports on the side, like sand volleyball and spike ball, but didn't really play competitively in college.
No.
What, Craig, when you're hiring somebody like this, what are you to fill an advance coordinating position, what are you looking for?
Well, it's
I'll
all
put you on
yeah,
the spot.
Yeah, excellent. No, it's there's all the abilities. Have you worked with Canva when she talks about some of the design? And if you have you done more than building stick people? So there's the ability and the talent side of it. But what's really, really important is the culture, our culture, and how you fit in. When there's a team of eight of all of us, when we're at the chamber, you have the chamber and Experience Jackson. One cog not fitting in, even personality wise, can really shake up our culture. And we have a great culture, a strong group. We're all diverse in who we are, but all work well together. So, of course, the abilities was important. And, Siri brought some great work, showed us some of her design work, all the kind of the pieces that we needed. What made her stand out more than a couple others, mm-hmm. it was pretty close on the talent side. But it was just the way we felt she might fit in our culture as part of the team and keep that positive energy. And as I said, in 7 days, I was in her office yesterday, I think, and I brought a project in that I was going to ask her to work on. And it was easy and comfortable, and she fit in. And that's... you can't teach that. You can't grow that. That is just, you know, a personality is either there or not. And that's one thing that we really appreciated with Siri, is that positive community, positive person, and positive teammate. So that was the most important.
Of course, in normal times, you have events going on continually. This isn't normal.
No, it's not.
But you're still working with your members.
Yeah, we've had to shift, and you know, you look at this year, we didn't have our MLK breakfast, but we had a great MLK celebration with our community.
Right.
We weren't able to host some events. We weren't able to do the Women's Expo, but we did the Women's Week celebration. We were really able to shift, and kind of what we've learned from that is, number one, we were able to still build value for the community, build value for our membership. And something actually that's going to be added to the events when we're actually able to be in person, you know, in the future. And it's also brought a couple other ideas. And that's another thing we really liked about Siri is she's a bit of an out-of-the-box thinker like the rest of us. I have a term that I use is it's check the box. And we're not a check the box kind of, you know, place. We want to build partnerships. We want to think outside the box and not just do what the basics are. We want to find better ways and greater ways to work in our community, work with our membership. And again, Siri fit right in with that model. So very excited.
Siri, what do you think about Jackson? What do you like about Jackson?
You know, I grew up in Jackson, kind of. I lived on Lake Leanne, so we'd always come to Jackson.
Close.
Yeah. So I've always loved coming to Jackson. I preferred coming to Jackson, so it's been really great to kind of see since when I was a kid and how much it's changed and how much it has grown since then. And I just love, like, the bright walls and coming in downtown and seeing that every day and then just really seeing, like, the life that Jackson has.
So outside of, obviously, the president and CEO is your favorite teammate at this point. Only 7 days in, I get that, but what do you think so far, and kind of what's the kind of favorite part of it so far? You've dabbled a little bit in with some of our membership events. You've dabbled in some design stuff. What's kind of who's your favorite? I'll put it on the spot there. Of course, it's me, so we won't put you on the spot there. But yeah,
everybody's favorite.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Greg. Yeah. So just tell us a little bit about your first 7 days and what you like so far.
Yeah, it's been a great transition into the office space. I was a little nervous just because it is my first office job, but it really hasn't felt like a sit-down 8-to-5 office job. You know, we're up and we're getting out in the community, and I really love the creative aspect of it, where I actually get to use, like, my creative side and put that to the test with some of the graphics I've been designing for our upcoming golf outing and then some of just, like, our other business work as well.
So one thing we want to make sure our members out there know, too, is you can reach out to Siri. When you're designing something or have some ideas, we're here for you and Siri's here for you. So we really we love our new teammate. We're really excited.
Remind everybody again about the golf outing, Craig.
Golf outing, May 17th. 5 teams left as of yesterday, probably fewer as of now. So get a hold of us and get your team signed up.
Siri, good to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.